Throughout my career, I've worked to motivate, train, and lead people in a sales and marketing capacity. This experience has opened my eyes to the fact that many people, Christians included, lack a sense of self-purpose. They don't realize that God has a plan for their lives, nor do they possess the commitment to be devoted to a long-term course of action. In the genre of motivational books that speaks to this issue, perhaps the best book written from a secular viewpoint, and certainly the best I've ever read, is Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, first published in 1937. Born out of a study of America's most successful business leaders, Hill's section titled Some Fertile Fields in Which New Leadership Will Be Required listed the following five areas: the field of politics, the field of industry, the field of banking, the field of religion, and the professions of law, medicine, and particularly education. If you turned on the news and listened to the talking heads in our day, you could hear them saying pretty much the same thing today. Not much has changed since the Great Depression in terms of the sort of leadership we need, save one. You see, we don't just need new leaders, we need godly leaders committed to a vision for the long haul, who, in the words of 1 Chronicles 12:32, are like the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do. Hi, my name is David Lance from PursuingYourMission.com. In my online course, Pursuing Your Mission from God, I examine the life of Moses and apply it to the process of training disciples. Even Moses had to come to grips with the enormity of his mission from God and draw on God courage instead of self-courage to succeed. Things looked pretty simple when God was speaking to Moses at the burning bush. But, as happens to all of us, once the real work began and the rush of enthusiasm which always accompanies new beginnings had passed, Moses was faced with a crisis of commitment not long after his return to Egypt. Would he quit, or would he battle on? 2 centuries ago, William Wilberforce faced a similar dilemma. For 20 years, Wilberforce battled as a member of Parliament in the late 1700s and early 1800s to abolish the slave trade, becoming known as God's politician. Like Moses, Wilberforce exemplified the second principle of godly leadership, which is to understand God's plan for your life and be committed to its execution. Is this an issue you're facing in your life today? Are you struggling to remain committed to your mission from God? Well, to learn more about my course, Pursuing Your Mission from God, please go to my website at www.pursuingyourmission.com.